first unheard message.
Hi, it's your roommate calling. I knew you wouldn't answer your phone until you were back here, which is exactly why I called now. But I suppose you're home now. You left work, then had a few drinks with your coworkers at that bar down the street. But now you're home and in your bedroom. You've got a few minutes, so you're checking your voicemails. As you may have guessed, I was also drinking a little tonight. I drank some of your stuff, but just a little bit. But it doesn't take a lot for me to get drunk, does it? Then it's only a matter of time until I fall deeply asleep for several hours or more. By the time you're listening to this, I've probably been asleep for half an hour. I called because I wanted you to check on me. So could you leave your room for just a minute and go into my room? I left the door a little open for you. Go right now. You're being stubborn. Yes, I know you, and that you're just standing there. Put on your stupid Bluetooth headset so you can just leave your phone in your room, then go check on me. Now. Wait, don't go. I'm naked, but I'm also asleep. I'm probably sprawled out flat on my back, with my covers thrown aside. My lamp on the nightshade is turned on just bright enough to let you see me. Sure, your first instinct is probably to give me some privacy, but I'm the one who told you to come here. So obviously, I don't mind if you see me naked and asleep. I need you to walk over and take my headset out of my ear. If I sleep all night with that in, I'll have such an earache in the morning. You don't want that to happen, do you? Just walk over to my bed and take it out of my ear. Don't worry about waking me up, because we both know that's not going to happen. I could sleep through anything when I'm like this. And while you're here, it's okay to look. Consider it repayment for making sure my poor ears stay safe. You deserve a little thrill. And to be honest, let's face it, I get brutally honest when I'm drunk. I kind of find the idea of someone watching me like this to be kind of sexy. In fact, I'm touching myself. If you would have been here earlier, you could see me play with my pussy while I talk to you and think about you standing over my naked, vulnerable body. Yeah, I'm in a weird mood tonight. The alcohol does it to me. I get kind of wild, like I'm a different person. There's a good chance I won't even remember leaving this voicemail in the morning. I definitely wouldn't remember you coming into my room at all, even if you touched my breasts. Oh, come on. I know you want to. They're so cute, aren't they? I'm touching one of them right now as I play with my pussy. Maybe the nipples are still hard. You can probably see whether they are, but wouldn't you rather check with your fingers? I hope you're touching them right now. I hope you didn't chicken out or get all moral on me and leave the room. Maybe you've already deleted this message without listening to the entire thing, but if you're listening and you're still in my room, I hope you're touching my breasts. It makes me so hot to think of your hands on them, even if I'm asleep. It's kind of a shame I can't be awake for this, but at the same time, this entire idea of not being awake is really turning me on. And I don't think you'd have the courage to do this if I was awake or if I wasn't encouraging you. Now, touch my pussy like I'm doing right now. I guess you can't see how I'm touching it. That happens in your past. Right now, I'm sound asleep, although maybe I'm a little excited from your hands caressing my breasts. As wet as I am now, I'm probably still nice and wet for you in the future. So go ahead and check, please. Just take your hand and put it on my pussy. Oh, God. Oh, I can imagine you touching it. I desperately hope you're touching it right now like I told you to. Just explore the outside of it. Run your fingers all over it. See if you can make me moan in my sleep. I'm probably still really turned on from what I'm doing to myself as I leave this voicemail. Now take it out of your pants. Yes, it. Your cock. Unless you've done it already. But I suspect that you've been too distracted by my body. That's going to change, though. Take out your cock, and I want you to masturbate to my naked body as you play with my pussy. Don't let me down, Rumi. Don't be a coward. Take out that cock for your best friend. Good. You're still listening, which means you're probably jerking off as you stand over me right now. That thought gets me so aroused right now. I hope you've got me so aroused too. Even better, I'm hoping that you're good and hard. Maybe you've been hard since you came in and saw me naked. Maybe it took jerking off to me to do it, or to get you completely hard. Are you good and hard? I hope so, because I want you to fuck me. Fuck your roommate and your best friend as she sleeps. I can almost see the look on your face. You weren't expecting that, were you? Then again, you weren't expecting any of this. Yet here you are, playing with my pussy while you play with your own cock. I may be asleep when you're listening to this, but I'm awake as I record it, and I'm telling you to fuck me. I want you to climb on top of me and force yourself into my slumbering body. I'm giving you my consent. I won't even remember this in the morning either. I probably won't notice I was fucked while I slept. I'll be too out of it until about mid-afternoon. So here's the perfect chance to get away with the perfect crime. Now, take your fingers away from my pussy. I'll still keep mine there, but they won't get in your way because this is all in your past. Move my legs apart if you have to, then get on top of me. You know you want to. Maybe you wouldn't have done it under any other circumstances than this. We've both kind of friend-zoned each other over the years. Or maybe it was just me doing it to you. But now you can fuck me, and you will. At least I'm counting on it. I imagine that you're getting on top of me. Ooh, this idea is really exciting me. This is so messed up on so many levels, but that's exactly the kind of thing drunk me goes for. The idea of the close male friend I trust so much climbing on top of my naked, half-passed-out body is turning me on so much. So, now try to put it in. I know you're going to need encouragement every step of the way there. Take your cock in your hand and guide the head of it up against my pussy. Can you feel how wet it is against you? I can imagine it poking against me right now. You're so nervous, aren't you? I know you so well, but here you are on the threshold of being inside of your childhood friend. Go ahead, big boy. Fuck me. Come on. Do it, you coward. You've come this far. You know you want to fuck me, but you're just lying there, hesitating. If you're at all worried about me remembering any of this night, I'm probably just going to remember leaving this voicemail, and that's it. If that's the case, I'm going to assume you fucked me. I won't do anything about it even then, but if I am going to think that you did it, well, shouldn't you do it? So fuck me. You're so close. Put that big, hard cock into my unconscious little body. Oh, I hope you're putting it into me right now. If not, you better do it right now or this voicemail won't sync up with your actions. So start putting it in if you haven't already or you'll ruin everything. Just push your cock against my tight, wet opening. Oh, and in my imagination, I can feel it sliding slowly into me. Oh, my friend's cock slowly penetrating my pussy until it finally sinks all the way in. Now, you're going to have to do all the work. I'm asleep, remember? Move it in and out of me. Give me a really nice dream. Maybe I'll even dream I'm getting fucked by you, just like you're actually doing right now. And like I'm imagining you. Oh god, I don't know how turned on this will make my sleeping body. I'm kind of hoping it will make me come. Maybe I won't notice it. But I still want it to happen. The idea of my helpless body being slowly brought to orgasm by your cock. That's so hot. I'm slowly working myself to an orgasm as I record this. Maybe you can judge how turned on I am in this voicemail and try to adjust your pace to match that. But also try to keep Sleeping Beauty under you in sync, too. The best thing would be if all three of us could come together. It's kind of like I'm having a threesome with you and myself. Oh, now keep going. You don't have to be too gentle. You have my permission to fuck me harder, and it's not going to wake me up. Not even an orgasm could do that right now, although it would be kind of cool if I just happened to wake up then. Oh, my first image would be my trusted best friend lying over me and seeing his face as he unloads into me. Oh, I might scream if that were the case. But I'm going to stay asleep, and you're going to come into me. Don't wimp out and then pull out. We're already so far into bad idea territory, let's just keep going. I want you to come in me so that I sleep with your cum in me all night and wake with it in me in the morning. Wouldn't it be funny if I started getting morning sickness and putting on weight but didn't know why? But you would. I'd never even know who the father was, but you would. Oh God, I'm so close right now. If you aren't, you may want to pause this voicemail while you and hopefully sleeping me catch up. Oh, but if you're close too, then let's all try to come together. Me here in your past, and you and your sleeping beauty there in your present. Oh, come in me. Come in your best friend. Come in my helpless sleeping body. Oh, I wish I was there and awake for this, or that you were here right now. Maybe next time. But for now, oh, just come in me. Oh, God, I'm coming. The thought of you unleashing your cum into my poor little unconscious body is too much. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Oh, God. Well, now wasn't that fun? I left the washcloth on my nightstand. Just go ahead and clean me up a little if you'd be so kind. Then I'm even less likely to suspect anything in the morning. And while you're doing that, I think I'll just get comfy here in my bed and fall asleep waiting for you to show up and fuck me like you just did. So I guess this is good night. I'd give you a kiss, but, well, I'm asleep. Feel free to kiss me on the way out, though. I'll see you in the morning. Maybe I'll remember some of this, or maybe you'll be the only one with an awkward expression on their face all day. Oh, and one more thing. Even if I don't remember it tomorrow morning, this will all come back to me the next time I'm drunk. So maybe, just maybe, I'll leave you another voicemail then.